It's the Morning Launch, brought to you every morning by Cap Knowledge Network. The perfect way to start your day with informative, inspirational and leadership-centered content curated and designed to kickstart you and your team. This morning we are featuring Harvard University's Dr. Amy Edmondson as she shares why psychological safety is mission critical for today's knowledge economy. Today as you meet and greet your team, remember these key points. Number 1. The knowledge and ideas of your team members is what brings the most value to successful operations. Number 2. When rebuilding a culture of safety, it is okay for the leader to apologize. Change happens at the top and leaders must go first. Number 3. It is mission critical your people feel safe to speak up at work. Number 4. When we fail to create psychological safety, we put ourselves at risk for unknown threats and missed opportunities. You are the leader, and you have the awesome privilege and responsibility for people's lives and their family's livelihood. Your people should know you got their back and that you believe in them. You're ready to start your day, now go make it a great one.
There was research last year that was written up in the New York Times at Google saying that Google did a massive four-year study to find out what differentiated great teams from not-so-great teams. And bottom line, they found that the biggest differentiator by far of excellent teams at Google and not-so-good teams was psychological safety. And that was stunning news to me. I mean, it was music to my ears, of course. But the reason why I think that's very important news for people in any organization is that I, at least, had a tendency to think of Google as full of unbelievably smart people, which I think is absolutely the case, but people who wouldn't necessarily have a problem sharing what they're thinking, that there would be just uniformly a high level of confidence that I can say what I'm thinking. But it turns out, no, even at Google, it varied greatly from team to team, and that made all the difference. We live more and more in a knowledge economy. That is, it is the knowledge, the ideas that people have, that people bring, that organizations bring, that really add value in the marketplace. So it stands to reason that we need to hear from people. And yet, the research, the data are overwhelming that many people feel they can't speak up at work. In many companies, it might be as many as half the employees are reporting that it really doesn't feel safe to speak up. That means we're losing enormous value. And so if we aren't hearing from people, we may be missing out on a game-changing idea, that could come in, become part of a new product or a new service. Or we might miss an early warning of a threat in the market that someone saw but felt unable to bring the bad news to their boss. It can be very powerful when a leader apologizes for not having made it safe in the past. When a leader takes responsibility and acknowledges, I can see that there were things that I did that made it difficult for you to come to me. Rather than, I think there's a spontaneous tendency to say, well, why didn't you come to me? Rather than stopping to think, I wonder what I did that made it difficult for you to come to me. Because I will assume that you are well-intentioned, right? I also assume that you're smart. So if it didn't work out, if there wasn't psychological safety there, it's on me. And I think it's always on the leader to go first and to do what he or she can to create psychological safety. The ability for people to come to work and speak up about what they know, what they don't know, what they see, what they're worried about is absolutely mission critical to success in a knowledge economy.
It's the Morning Launch, brought to you every morning by Cap Knowledge Network. The perfect way to start your day with informative, inspirational and leadership-centered content curated and designed to kickstart you and your team. This morning we are featuring Harvard University's Dr. Amy Edmondson as she shares why psychological safety is mission critical for today's knowledge economy. Today, as you meet and greet your team, remember these key points. Number 1. The knowledge and ideas of your team members is what brings the most value to successful operations. Number 2. When rebuilding a culture of safety, it is okay for the leader to apologize. Change happens at the top and leaders must go first. Number 3. It is mission critical your people feel safe to speak up at work. Number 4. When we fail to create psychological safety, we put ourselves at risk for unknown threats and missed opportunities. You are the leader, and you have the awesome privilege and responsibility for people's lives and their families' livelihood. Your people should know you got their back and that you believe in them. You're ready to start your day, now go make it a great one.